Thanks for the lead.
Oh, no, you're not serving them late at breakfast, Charles.
Yeah. Because you do.
Cousin?
Yes, you do. Oh.
No,
you don't. Where's my daddy?
Well, I've just put them away. You're going to have breakfast now.
No, no, no,
no, no, you can play with your toys later on,
Charles. Lemonade.
No, if you have lemonade, it's as a treat.
I need a treat now.
No, no.
My police hat.
You can put your police helmet on if you like, yes. You like that, don't you?
Oh, well, crisps.
No, you're not having crisps at breakfast either. Don't start, Tommy.
Yeah, no.
Not to stop. Skin for sweets and crisps.
No, not sweets. Just big old snakes and big crocodiles. Some chocolate mice and pink pigs.
I think you'll find chocolate mice and pink pigs are sweets. And when you're talking about little crocodiles and big snakes, or little snakes and big crocodiles, they're jelly sweets that you've had in the past. So, no, 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 no.
Yes.
I don't think so.
I think so, yeah.
Would you like your police hat?
Yeah. Look, your ticket for next night.
Where is it, Kit?
This ticket.
Oh, yes, that's a till receipt, isn't it?
Yes. You got it in bed. You got it. You got it in bed.
Forgotten it?
In his bed.
Is it the receipt for Purdy's bed?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, we bought Purdy a bed, didn't we?
Hmm. What in?
In the shop.
Did you roll over? Purdy's got the bed.
Well, Purdy's old now, but she likes to sleep a lot, doesn't she?
I said, "Dee roll over, there, darling." And no use in this Pippin's case. He's gone in the Pippin's tummy. And all this thing is the churchyard fire. And all you've seen is a crocodile. And all you've seen is a policeman. And all you've seen is this about christening. And all you've dashed. Oh, you see, there's a cock, and now you've it's on you. Oh, you're trying to dread the devil, oh, you're trying to suffer on my head.
Goodness me, well, Thomas is holding the till receipt. And you're pretending it's a letter that you're reading out because you started off by saying, all you're saying is, "Dear Dora, Pippin has left her suitcase." And then you went on to say, "And fireman this and policeman that." You even mentioned Isabel's christening, didn't you? Isabel was christened months ago.
Why are you teasing? It's a teen.
So you're pretending to read a letter, aren't you?
Yeah. Are you saying that's sure, Edward? Are you saying it's a cock? And are you one of these old wicked Edibels? Are you saying it's way down right here to the bottom? Are you saying it's a cock? Come on, Rod.
You're talking a lot about Daddy Rod, Isabel and Sonia. Are you reading a letter that somebody sent to you? Mm. Oh, we've got some letters here that the postman has brought.
So, Dear Dora, Purdy's spilled her drink.
Purdy spilled her drink?
Yeah. The boy in the chemist has spilled her drink.
The boy in the chemist has spilled her drink?
Mother and Booze and that shop.
What shop, Dora?
Mother Care.
Mother Care. Oh, I know what you're talking about. It wasn't Mother Care, it was British Home Stores. But yes, I do know what you're referring to now. Mm. Just let me have a sip of that juice to check it's all right. There you are. Yes, we went into British Home Stores the other day. And there was quite a queue at the till. And there was a family in front of us. A little girl, who I would say is a bit older than you. And her mummy and daddy. And there was a little boy in his pram. He wasn't a baby, but he wasn't as old as you. And he was crying, wasn't he crying? He looked really hot. And his mummy and daddy thought he needed a drink. And when his mummy picked up his juice beaker, she said, "Oh, you can't have any more juice, you've drunk it." And then she went to rearrange his blankets because he was hot. And they were absolutely covered in orange, weren't they? And then she realised that instead of drinking his juice, the top must have come off and it spilt it all over his blanket. So he was still thirsty, he hadn't drunk his juice, that's why he was crying. And he was also wet because his blankets were covered in juice. So he was a very unhappy little boy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was.
His letters fold up.
You folded up the letter, have you?
Right, see what's in there.
What's in it?
Nothing. Only
I was in
here. A surprise.
What about an ambulance being a little surprise or a little prize?
Surprise for you. Put it round your chin. You're not in it.
You're putting the till receipt round your beaker of juice now. Do you think that'll help you not to spin it?
No. I'm
letting
you warm.
Oh, I know what you're doing again now. You had one of those ice pop things. Those things that are like ice lollies, but they're in a long plastic tube. Only a very small one. And it was a little bit cold for you to hold, so we wrapped the bottom in some kitchen paper, didn't we? So that you could hold it. And it wouldn't feel too cold on your hands.
I need some wonders now.
And then you can't have one of those. Listen, there's a letter here. This summer it's from Clark's, the shoe shop people.
Shoe shop, it says. Are you staying at the Clark? And the mama is beating me. Are you seeing this? A boy spilled a drink on that page. No.
Still talking about the boy spilling his drink. This summer we have developed a new range of sandals.
And are you saying this?
Listen, which are ideal for Thomas? It goes on to say leathers that will keep Thomas cool, whatever the activity. Oh, here we are, and you mentioned again at the bottom. Please take a look through this brochure. We hope you'll agree that this season we've got a range of sandals that Thomas will look and feel good in. Oh. I know your name.
What do you want? Yes, that's enough. I've all done it then.
Right, we want boys' sandals aged 2 to 4 years,
don't we? Oh, now.
That's page 6 to 7, Thomas. Let's have a look.
Okay.
Oh, there. I thought we had one of those castles before. Right, so those are nice. I like those.
The man put those on my feet.
Did the man? Oh yes, they're nice, aren't they?
The loose is not fit. I got a problem.
The man put those on your feet in John Lewis, but they're not fit. You had a problem. Yes, you do have rather a problem if your shoes don't fit. Well, I like those, but are those the ones that the man tried on you?
Yeah, I love those blue ones.
Do you like those blue ones?
Yeah, I love blues.
You love blues?
I love train blues. I love train blue.
Train blue? Mm. Oh, I think you're talking about a different blue. You're talking about the runaway train went down the hill and he blew. Mm-hmm. That's a different sort of blue, Thomas. That's blue as in blow. Little boy blue. Come blow up your horn.
I said, I train now.
You're singing the runaway train now, are you?
When the train went down, the track is blue. Woo woo!
The runaway train.
Oh, and I need my tree shape on quarter. Oh, yeah!
You need one, then?
My twinies tape.
You need your tree twinies tape? Oh yes, I think the tape that Jake Jimmy bought you for your birthday, the Teletubbies tape, that has the runaway train on it, doesn't it? One of the songs is the runaway train.
I need it.
Oh, now what have we got here?
This
is a letter from Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's Nought to Five Club. What's this? Is this a little placemat? That's nice, isn't it? Look at that. Especially for you to eat your lunch from. Right, you tell me what's on that page.
Right. There are something there.
What's under your police helmet, Thomas?
A ticket. Right. Fish.
You've got fish.
That's what I want. Mama, apples, that's red. Steak to be, that's bananas.
No, that's a banana.
Right, peas, that's 24. Now.
We've got it showing this white clean placemat, which looks very nice.
No, Ellen, that's me, Nana. The red day, apples, that's when my yogurts.
No, they're not yogurts, they're eggs. Eggs in egg cups.
Egg peas.
I can see why you thought they were yogurts, because somebody's drawn smiley faces on the eggs, and you're thinking of the fromage frais when the little pots have faces on. It's showing a number. Yeah. Yellow number one with a banana.
Mama.
A red number two with two
apples.
A sort of browny orange number like three pear. Showing three
pears.
No, not pears.
Yeah. Cords.
What are they called? You won't have seen them like that because you don't like boiled eggs.
Peas.
And it's showing a number four in blue with four fish. They're nice, aren't they? And the number five showing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 peas. In a pod. So let's see what else they're telling us.
Look, number 5 on there.
That's number 8. It's another leaflet that's come with this, and it says 8 outstanding offers. It's showing number 8.
I'm playing my toys. I need to watch the video.
Well, afterwards, I just want to have my breakfast, nice. This is very strange because we joined this 0-5 Club years ago. We never heard of it. Oh, very funny. We must have only just found the application form. Oh, well, it's giving us a voucher for a pound off nappies.
I got four!
We don't need now, do we? Oh, and a pound of Heinz and Farley's baby food. We don't need that. 50p off washing powder. We can use that. And 50p off Pampers baby wipes. We can use that. Oh, and 50p off early learning scented toys. So we can have that. We can use that. I think we'll send a voucher for then our Huggies nappies and the baby food to Auntie Val. She might like that. You think? Or Joe?
Something scary on there.
It's a tiny crumb, Thomas. I don't think it's that scary. It's not very nice, I admit. Right, would you like Rice Krispies, cornflakes, a cereal bowl, an apple?
No.
You've got to eat something. Don't ask for sweets, you're not getting them. What would you like?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
Oh, just realised we forgot to put the bread machine on last night, so we've got some bread. Oh dear, dear.
Oh dear, dear.
Oh dear, dear, dear. We've got some...
More bread.
Well, we've got a little bit of bread. We've got some...
Oops.
Tell you what we've got, Thomas. We've got some fruit bread, and we've got some hot crust buns, and we've got in the freezer, I've got some little drop scones.
Make some... Pizza, I eat them.
Yes, would you like that?
No, I need some freezer.
You want something from the freezer? Ah, I'm not meaning the ice lollies.
Yeah.
No, that is not what I'm meaning.
Please. I want the almond
water. When I mentioned the freezer, this is what I had in mind. They're not actually, the sultana and syrup scotch pancakes.
I need some lollies.
No, you're not having a lolly for that.
Yes!
No.
Yes! Ooh. Yes, please, sweets. No. Yum, yum, sweets.
for a second. Who's this coming to the door now?
It's the one for the way.
Are you enjoying those? Be nice, Thomas. What do you say?
Please.
Oh, yes, thank you. And I've made some, well, not made, I've poured some Rice Krispies in a bowl and put milk on them because that's what you asked for. And I was having cornflakes, but when you've seen the cornflakes, you're having those instead, aren't you? I'm eating your Rice Krispies. This is the last of the Rice Krispies, Thomas. When we go to the shop, we'll have to buy some more.
Shop not sell Krispies. What shop?
When we go to a supermarket, we'll have to buy some Rice Krispies.
What supermarket?
Oh, when we next go to the supermarket, I don't know which one we'll go to. Which two supermarkets do we go to? Tesco and...
something else.
And something else, Sainsbury's. But they're supposed to be building an Asda just around the corner from us, aren't they, in the next few months?
A fizzy drink.
No, you're not having a fizzy drink. There's some nice juice you can have. That. It's spicy juice. You like that, don't you? Did you not see it there? Oh, I'm sorry, love. It was right in front of me.
Where I put it. Oh, dear.
Nearly dropped it then, didn't you?
Yeah, Rice Krispies.
Nearly dropped it into your Krispies, your rice, your cornflakes.
A blue one, red, white, no, blue, red, blue. Yellow and blue. Oh.
Red, yellow and blue, what are you talking about now?
Those football things.
Football things? Red, yellow and blue.
Red and yellow and blue.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. We went for a walk, didn't we?
Yes, a long way.
A lot, it was a long way. We went to see the school that you'll be going to.
With some ducks.
Oh, yes, we saw the ducks. And there was a really nice playground, wasn't there? And it had, well, it had one or two toys and things in it. Not toys, how can we describe them? Sports things, I would say, more than toys. Because when you go to school, you'll be a lot older than you are now. They had some lovely little picnic tables, very low tables and chairs. They had benches, beautiful flower tubs. It looked a nice playground, didn't it? But they had, on the pole, a big plastic, I don't know how you'd describe it. It was made from yellow plastic, red plastic and blue plastic, wasn't it? Three big looking tubes on a big pole. And it looked to me as if it was a sort of netball, basketball thing. I would imagine that from the playground, you can throw a ball up into the air and try and get it in one of the three plastic buckets at the top of the pole, and then the ball will fall straight through. Oh dear! Be careful, be careful. Want me to pat your back? Oh dear. The juice got bones in it?
Yes.
Are you going to try eating this, you might be? Oh dear, poor Thomas.
Teeth up.
You don't need a sweetie to chew your teeth up, no. Thomas, listen, you've only had a mouthful of cornflakes. There's absolutely nothing apart from a drink of milk and maybe an apple between breakfast and lunch. You can have your usual drink of milk and you can have an apple mid-morning, but nothing else.
Yes, I just snakes, big crocodiles, jelly sweets.
You're not not having any sweets.
No, I'm not talking about it. Jenny's crocodile stuffing. Tickle frog. Tickle Jenny snakes. Jenny chocolate mouse. Pink mouse.
Pink pigs. You're talking about the sweets that we chose at the shop the other day, aren't you? Jelly sweets, jelly crocodiles, pink pigs and white mice. Mmm, nice.
In boxes. Lots of sweets in the boxes.
Mm. That's called pick and mix, Thomas. When you've got a lot of sweets in different plastic storage boxes and you can choose all sorts of different ones, can't you? Use the scoop to get them out of the plastic boxes into a bag. Pick and mix. You can pick what you want and mix all sorts of different ones together.
Yes, your parents are sharing like sweets.
Pardon?
Your parents sharing all like sweets.
You're talking about painting a shed wall?
Mm-hmm. It's so sweet. Go carry it. Sweets are going on the wall.
Sorry, darling, you've lost me. Don't
sweets
you?
Are going on the wall.
Sweets go on the wall?
Yes. Look. My best is T-shirt.
Hmm. You stuck your spoon in the spout of your drinking beaker and you said it looks more like a church. Are you meaning the tower and the steeple? The steeple and the clock?
Yeah.
I see.
And that got your clock.
No, it hasn't got a clock, has it?
Oh, it's a big clock. I fall down again.
Our church clock isn't working at the moment, is it? It just says 4 o'clock all the time. Not heard it chiming.
Dinging.
They're doing a lot of repairs to the church roof though, aren't they?
Yes.
What can we see from outside?
Scaffolding.
Lots of scaffolding, that's right.
Hmm?
The church clock seems to have stopped at 4 o'clock.
What's a man called?
Which man?
Reverend Timms.
Reverend Timms, he's called Marcus. Marcus Maxwell. Reverend Timms is in Postman Pat, but you refer to our vicar as Reverend Timms, don't you?
Yeah.
He's a nice man, isn't he?
Marcus Timms.
He's got some boys, they're older than you. And his daughter Polly was either 6 or 7 the day after your birthday. Your birthday was the 3rd of April. And Polly's birthday was the 4th of April. And I can't remember whether she's 6 or 7. She might have been 7.
4 to 4. 8, 2, 1. Stop cooking!
Oh, you... Oh, dear.
Ready, steady, cook.
Ready, steady, cook. I was just thinking. I thought at first you said stop talking. Then I realised you said stop cooking. Grandma and Grandad like watching Ready, Steady, Cook, don't they? So when they're...
And me!
Yes, they put it on, don't they?
Stop cooking!
Is that what they do? They give people so many minutes, don't they, to cook a meal? And is that what they do at the end? Do they count down 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3?
Stop cooking!
2, 1. Stop cooking.
Stop cooking. I love watching minis. I know my favourite song. Okie Cook, Family Ties.
You like watching Family Sam, but Daddy likes watching the news, doesn't he?
Somebody else in Fireman Sam feels sick, yeah.
Somebody in Fireman Sam feels sick?
In a big air balloon.
In a big balloon?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't
and
seen
fire engine on the top. Right. It's pop.
Oh, right. I haven't seen that before, but it sounds as if you're talking about somebody going up in a hot air balloon. Does it pop?
Yes, oh, that fire engine on the top.
Right.
The big blue fire engine.
I'm not quite sure what it is you're talking about, so I'll have to watch it. It sounds a bit dramatic. No wonder they feel sick. I think I'd feel sick if I was in a hot air balloon and it popped, Thomas.
Are you big blue in a balloon? I feel big sick.
You would feel a big sick, wouldn't you?
Yes.
just looking to see if Sue's gone to work today. Can't see her car.
But Susan.
Well, Sue wasn't around in the night again, was she?
Before?
Well, she's not very well. She's got a poorly heart.
It's hot.
No, not hot, heart.
Hey.
If Sue has a poorly heart, most of the time she's all right. But if she gets something like a cold, she tends to not be very well for a little while afterwards. And it's, you remember when we had that poorly tummy bug the other week? Sue had it, didn't she? And she was very, very ill. Because it upset her.
Like Bob the Builder.
Like Bob the Builder. Oh yes, Bob the Builder had a cold, didn't he? Because Sue has to take tablets. You know how Nana and
Grandad.
It's hot. Is it hot? You know how Nana and Grandad take tablets? Well, Sue has to take tablets. So if she has something like a tummy bug and she can't keep her tablets inside her tummy, then it makes her very poorly.
It's hot. This is.
Well, you keep going on about things being hot and I actually said heart. What's hot? Your cornflakes are hot?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, well, if they're so hot, we better cool them down. Let's blow on them.
No, it's this is
better
than
Fireman. Oh, I see. You're doing what Fireman Sam would do on something hot. You're pouring water on it. Hey, what's happening there?
There's my water going in.
Yeah, but listen, you tipped your beaker up then. The juice was coming out. It's not supposed to do that.
Yes.
It's an anyway up cup. You're supposed to be able to put it anyway up. No, you're not to do that, Thomas. It's going everywhere. So what else are they telling us at Sainsbury's?
Juice.
Isn't it strange how they have never written to us before?
Look for the ball. And there's a fish on it. Four. There are four eggs.
That's right. Little eggs.
Four.
I had an Easter egg, a boiled egg the other day, and you didn't like it, did you? You don't seem to like eggs, and it's a shame, Thomas, because...
I love Easter eggs.
Well, yes, I'm sure you like Easter eggs. There was an exception to every rule, isn't there? And you've seen eggs, the programme about eggs on Auntie Mabel, haven't you?
Yeah.
And she had an egg for her tea. She went into the hen hut, didn't she, and collected the eggs.
And Pippin broke one.
Oh, did Pippin break one? Well, that sounds like Pippin. And she picked some eggs, didn't she? And then she put it in a pan with some boiling water. Or perhaps it was cold water, I don't know. But anyway, she cooked it in a pan. And you can have eggs all different ways. You can have them poached or fried or scrambled. You can have egg sandwiches, egg mayonnaise, egg salad. Lots
and lots of things. And I remember, I have one in my tea.
You think you have one for your tea? We sing this song with Julian about eggs, don't we? Chick, 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 chicken, lay a little egg for me. Chick, 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 chicken, I want one for my tea. Don't know the tune now. I haven't had one since breakfast, and now it's 3:30. So, chick, 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 chicken, lay a little egg for me. The aeroplanes sound loud this morning, don't they?
It's cold water. Big hammer's banging.
No.
It's just banging.
No, we can't. Don't tip your juice up. It's coming out of the top.
The tickle
bangs,
they don't
get
like that.
No, Tom, you shouldn't be using your spoon to bang, it's to eat. No, if you keep banging, I shall take it off you. Shh. You can put your police helmet on, yes. Hey, what?
Just put it on there.
Did you say thank you, dear?
Yeah.
Thank you, dear. As long as you don't call me an old dear, Thomas, I don't mind.
Oh dear.
It's all right, because it sounds like you're saying, oh dear. Oh dear. Oh dear. When you were a very, very small child, you used to say, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. All the time, every time something happened, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Are you going to wear this helmet?
No, me not. I'm in a ticket machine.
Oh, I see. Using your helmet is a ticket machine now. Are you posting your spoon underneath? Are you going to eat this? You like this?
No, what's under there?
What's under there, Thomas?
It's a snake.
Listen, that spoon has got milk on it, so don't be putting it in there. Well, I've never seen a ticket machine quite like that before.
Yes, I think it's like a... Yes,
I don't. Actually, do you know what the top of the helmet looks like? That looks like an egg in an egg cup, doesn't it?
What's in there?
Some rubbish.
It's poo.
No, it's just dirty rubbish in a plastic bag.
That's my poo.
No, it isn't, no.
It's not on a big poo, it's in there.
You've been using the potty.
No, it's not on a big poo in my nappy.
Oh, yes, I remember now. You've been very good with your potty, though, haven't you? Was it when Mummy was on the telephone and you disappeared behind the settee? And the dustbin is just round the corner. Go out to the patio door round the corner, near the gate. It's at night when it's dark. It's hard to see because we've got an outside light at the back of the house, but it shines on the patio and the garden. It doesn't go around the side of the house, so at night, when I have any rubbish, I just put the bag outside. And then move it in the morning, which is what's
happening. It's very dark, and you've just been wagging, put it behind the doors.
I'm sure if it was very dark, the dustbin wagon would put his flashing lights on, but the dustbin wagon doesn't come out at night, does he? No, he doesn't, but think...
Just drive.
Thinking about it, though, in winter, they used to come a lot later than they come now, and so it was usually quite dark in the afternoon when he came, and he would have his lights on. They tend to come between lunchtime and 2 o'clock, instead of 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock around lunchtime now. It was always between 4 and 5, wasn't it? I'll have to see if they keep coming early.
Just put it under it.
It's easier to see what they're doing when it's light, but it was easier to see when they were coming, when they were arriving. When it was dark, because we could see the lights in the distance, now they suddenly just appear, don't they? Does your mouth hurt, love?
Yeah, it
doesn't. You're just checking your mouth. You're just checking your teeth, are you?
My elements.
Not yet. Is everything in order?
No, I don't like anything.
You don't like anything?
No, just one
Yeah. No, we'll play with your ambulance later on. Have you finished your breakfast?
Once more.
No, you keep saying once more, but you press it lots and lots of times. Have you finished your breakfast?
No, look, they're taking up like that.
You don't want to wear your helmet?
No, tickets go under.
Pardon?
They go under.
Tickets go under?
Yes. So what's under where?
What's under this helmet, Mr. Policeman?
It's a big brown bear.
Thomas.
It's a big brown bear.
Big brown bear. Yeah. Shh, gosh, that's frightening. Yeah. Isn't it?
Yes, hello, policeman. Please, lady. Hello, dear.
Pardon?
Yes, I know, dear.
Yes, I know, dear. Who's been saying dear to you?
Mummy.
No, it's not something Mummy says. I might say, oh, dear, if I drop something or if something's happened. But I don't tend to call people dear. Hello, dear. Have you heard that on television?
No, I've not
in the never got a deer.
Excuse me, pardon?
And Mabel got a deer.
Auntie Mabel not got a deer. Well, when Auntie Mabel's writing to somebody, like when Auntie Mabel wrote to Dora, she wrote Dear Dora. That's how you start off letters. If you're sending letters or cards to people, you might write Dear Thomas, Dear Mummy, Dear Jean, Dear Peter, Dear Purdy.
Dear Thomas.
Dear Thomas.
Yes.
Excuse me, something's making me sneeze.
What? Well, I sneeze.
Hey! No, it's not sweets, Thomas. No, don't do that.
Yes.
Do you want to eat it?
Yes.
It's really nice. You know, look, it's got sultanas in it. You call sultanas peas. I can't think who calls people dear. Grandma might say dear. My mummy might say dear, but you don't see my mummy often enough to pick that up.
What's that? What's that?
On the wall?
Yeah.
That's the thermostat for the central heating. Have you not seen that before?
No. Huh. I need a big nose.
No, you don't pick your nose. That's not nice, Thomas. Stop it. Dirty. Even if I was thinking of giving you sweets, which I wasn't, I'm definitely not now. Dirty.
Yeah.
Well, we have that big cupboard on the back wall. The cupboard that Sister Eileen's got now.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't really see that because it was not quite hidden behind it, but just at the side. But yes, it's been there a long time. It controls the temperature, the heating in the house. So on
where's Mr. Eileen?
No, Sister Eileen. The cupboard that we used to have there that's gone to Sister Eileen's house.
And the men.
Yes, the men came and collected it, didn't they?
Yes. I wanted me to cry.
Yes.
Before?
You were sad because your cupboard went, because you used to play with that cupboard, didn't you, and all the boxes?
Yeah.
I think you're probably too large now to go in the cupboard. You're too big.
No, I'm not. I just know. I'm mummy's baby.
Oh, yes, your mummy's baby. And you're still a little boy, but you're possibly too big to crawl into that tiny space in the cupboard.
No. That's not some door I shut. You can't see me in the cupboard.
That's right. When the doors were shut, I couldn't see you in the cupboard. I used to think, where's Thomas? Where's Thomas? And then you'd go, oh, open the doors, and there you were.
Yes.
So can you see the dial on that?
Hello.
Well, on a very, very cold day, we can turn the dial.
Yes.
So that it makes the radiators hotter and the house warmer. But in the summer, we might not want any heat at all, so we can turn it off. Or if we just want the radiators on very low, we can adjust the temperature of the house.
Yes, press that button.
No, you mustn't press the button, no.
I'm a big man. And it's a long rebuild. I'd be fine then. Ding-a-ding-a-ding,
You're either telling me when you're a big man or you're pretending to be a big man and you want to press the longer bell. Now, the longer bell, we discovered, is your word for alarm bell, isn't it? Meaning fire alarm.
A big fireman. I say, better go on tap. I better go.
You better go.
Yes. And let's go, Nina.
I've just realised, Thomas, all the daffodils have died in our garden, haven't they?
Yeah.
Oh, how sad.
What for?
Well, they don't last very long, daffodils, but usually in March we have really, really strong winds that batter all the daffodils. And this year I don't think we had strong winds. And they've actually managed to stay upright this time, but they've just died on their own. We're now quite into April, aren't we? I don't even know the date.
It's died on the road.
Pardon?
It's died on the road.
What's died on the road?
Those dandelions.
Oh, dandelions. Yes, well, we've still got dandelions. We've always got dandelions. We grow a really nice crop of weeds, don't we?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, some of the neighbours have dandelions and daffodils still, but our daffodils have gone. I don't even know what date it is, Thomas. I hope it's Thursday. Oh, look, who's here?
Chicken.
It's Birdie.
Chicken. Hello, chicken.
Hello. Now let's have a look at the calendar.
see what
chocolate calendar.
No, not a chocolate calendar, just the ordinary calendar. The chocolate calendar was at Christmas, the advent calendar. And then he had one that counted down to the millennium.
Hello!
Right, April, where are you?
Hello, bye-bye, hello.
Oh gosh, it's the 13th. Oh, to watch out today.
Sweets.
No.
Get me down to stroke Purdy, the Converse.
You want to stroke Purdy?
Yoda.
We've got, listen,
you
Jake.
You can wait.
I will, I'll pick her up in a sec. Jake Kelly's coming today.
Yeah.
Jake and Georgia are coming to play with you.
Yes. Jake and Georgia are yellow car.
Jake and Georgia with the yellow car. Oh, you're thinking of Abigail and Francis played with you in the yellow car, didn't they?
No, Jake and Georgia.
Jake and Georgia.
Yeah. Give me down. Oh,
what's their mummy called? Can you remember?
Nana.
Geraldine. Right, where did she?
Canada.
Hello, pussycat. Thomas wants a little word with you. Have you definitely finished your breakfast? Because if you touch Purdy, you can't start eating that toast again. Right, let's move that.
Hello.
Oh. I think Purdy needs a good brush, actually, Thomas. I don't brush her as often as I used to. Let me just pull this chair up next to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Put her on the table.
No, we can't put Purdy on the table. No, well, we'll just hold her in her arms.
Aww.
And you can talk to her. Aww.
Aww, hello. Olivia. I got a ambulance for her flashing needles chicken.
No, well, Thomas, don't be telling Purdy you've got an ambulance for her with flashing needles, because you know very well she doesn't like the noise.
I need to get it.
Not near Purdy, no. No, but you've got a lot of noisy toys now, Thomas, with sirens and things like that. And I'll tell you right now, have I got your full attention? You're such a cheeky face. I haven't even said anything. You look full of devilment. You do not press the sirens on toys when you're near Purdy.
Just on that little man. Just a man. Yeah.
It's not a little man doing it, it's you. No. Purdy gets frightened. You've got to treat her gently. No, not her tail.
Yes.
Come on, what's that rhyme we know about Purdy? The gentle one. I love little pussy. Her coat is so warm that if I don't hurt her, she'll do me
harm.
No harm. Are you listening now? So I'll not pull her tail, nor drive her away. I'm pussy, and I very gently will
play.
I love little pussy, her coat is so warm, and if I don't hurt her, she'll do me no harm. So I'll not pull her tail, nor press on her back.
No, I'll just carry her in my arms.
You're just carrying her in your arms. So I'll not pull her tail, nor drive her away.
Oh, your cat is still better.
Pardon?
Better.
What's better?
It's pussycat.
This pussycat. And pussy and I very gently will play.
Play Thomas a Purdy.
Yes. Oh, she's a beautiful pussycat, isn't she?
Look, a church. For you now.
Oh, look, Purdy.
It's a big cock. Ding dong.
Look, Purdy, Thomas has stuck his spoon in his beaker. Perhaps that's why it's leaking there. And he said he's made a big church spire and a clock, and the clock's saying bing bong.
Ding dong.
Bing bong.
I fall down again.
Bing bong. Right, pussycat, would you like some breakfast now? What do you think Purdy would like to eat for breakfast?
Salmon.
Salmon? Oh, I bet she would. I bet Purdy would like salmon for breakfast like you like sweets for breakfast. Oh dear, she's going to be sadly disappointed. It's whiskers, I'm afraid, Purdy. Do you like some whiskers, sweeties?
I like food. Chicken food.
Chicken food. We call Purdy a chicken, don't we?
Yes, your teeth is so warm.
What's warm?
The teeth are warm.
Her teeth are warm? Her teeth are inside her mouth, aren't
they? Yes, eat spiders.
Does she eat spiders?
Yes.
Incy-wincy spiders? Mmm. Mm. Well, I've no spiders for you, Purdy. Oh, she's lovely. Let's go and give her some food. Oh, look, there's food here, Purdy. Oh, she must not have eaten that in the night. There you are, darling. There you are. She's eating that quite happily, isn't she?
Oops.
Right, I better wash my hands now.
What to wash now? Oh,
she wants some... I think she wants a few biscuits on top. There you are, Puss. There you are.
Look!
No, don't be silly with that paper towel. I've to wash my hands. When you've touched Purdy, you always wash your hands before eating food. In fact, you've always got to wash your hands before you eat food. Right, let's take that away now. Have you finished with your cornflakes?
Yeah.
Would you like this pancake?
You'll need to throw that round and round.
There you are. Let me finish a piece of toast first, and then we'll get that. To drive it round and round. Be careful, Thomas, please.
Just warm that man.
When Mummy's finished this toast, we'll wash your hands and face. And then it's time to go upstairs and have your teeth brushed. Mm-hmm. And get your dress for the day, isn't it? What would you like to wear today?
Something.
Something? Mm. Anything in particular?
No.
I can't get over how loud the aeroplanes are today. Be careful, don't poke your eye.
Yes, don't.
No, it'll hurt. Oh, don't, Thomas. No, it'll hurt you, sweetheart. No, I'm not looking at you. I don't like to see you.
What are your eyes called?
What's my eyes called? Eyes. What are yours called?
Blue.
Blue? Ah, no, I see. No, mine are blue. Yours are brown.
They're called green.
Purdy's got green eyes, yes. What colour eyes has Daddy got?
Green.
No, Daddy hasn't got green. Purdy has green. Mummy has blue. You have brown. Daddy has...
Brown.
Brown, like yours. Or yours are like Daddy's, yeah.
That hurt me, this ring.
Does it? You're playing with my engagement ring now. Does it hurt you sometimes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actually, darling, I don't think the engagement ring usually hurts you, but I'm not wearing it today, but usually, or quite often, Mummy has an eternity ring on that finger. And that's got some diamonds and sapphires, a lot more than the engagement ring. I think it's that ring that hurts you. Sometimes when I'm getting you dressed or doing things with you, it scratches you, doesn't it? It tickles you.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I need to get down. Remind me I'm down.
You need to get down.
And watch a video! Okay. You won.
We've got to go to the shop this morning. And we've got Jake and Georgia coming.
Now?
Well, this afternoon. At lunchtime, in fact, they're coming. And then when they've gone, we'll do something this afternoon. Not quite sure what, but we'll do
sweets!
Your life doesn't revolve around sweets all the time.
Sweets. Sweets, y'all.
Have you heard this little boy, Purdy, isn't he? Tinky Winky, he's a cheeky monkey, isn't he?
No, the potato's called Tinky Winky.
I thought you said potatoes are called Tinky Winky. Do you mean Teletubbies? Mm. Which is your favourite Teletubby?
Tinky Winky.
Tinky Winky?
Yeah.
That's why she used to be pale. It's Tinky Winky now, is it?
Mm, yeah.
Father Christmas brought you a Tinky Winky, didn't he, at Christmas?
Yeah, where's Tinky Winky?
He's up there. Would you like me to get him for you?
In the loft.
Oh no, he's not in the loft, he's hanging on the toy chain under the stairs. We've got all your soft toys clipped with little pegs onto a special chain, the toy chain. Tell you what, Thomas, there's lots of toys in your bedroom, soft toys.
A baby.
From when you were a baby, yes, but I don't really want to get rid of them because you still play with them, don't you? So I think we could do with a chain in the bedroom, or we've got a toy hammock, haven't we? We could put that up. So every time I go to make the bed or hoover, I've got to move masses of little creatures, furry creatures, before I can do any jobs.
Help. You
help. Yes, you do help, don't you? Mummy's little helper.
Put this off.
You're a good helper, actually, Thomas, aren't you? You're a clever boy.
Put this on. Put this off.
Have you taken your bib off?
Yes. No live bib.
I know, I don't think you really need bibs now, do you? It's just force of habit. I think I tend to put one on because very often you're dressed up ready to go somewhere when we eat. So I think, oh, if you've got a bib on, you're going to keep nice and clean.
Outside. Where do you go, Em?
Where am I going? I'm just going to check the time.
Purdy's gone. Purdy's gone.
Yeah, she's just through here, Purdy. Right, let's give you
where?
A hands and face. A
quick where? One.
Well, I don't think you can see her from where you're sitting, Thomas. She's actually sitting right near your bicycle. I think she might be going for a ride in a minute.
In the back of your trailer.
In the bicycle trailer? Yeah, she'd like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You used to go down the street riding your bicycle with Purdy sitting in the trailer?
Yes. Please, Purdy. Mummy, get down.
There's a little bird in the garden. Can you see it, Thomas, near the clothesline?
No.
It's pecking on the grass. It's a sweet little thing. I think you can't see from there. I think it might be a wren. It's a tiny bird. I've not seen one like that for a long, long time. And we've not had robins in the garden like we used to. When Mummy and Daddy first moved into this house, we had a family of robins. And they came back year after year, and I think we've perhaps only seen one in the last few months.
Yeah.
Robins tend to stay in the same place, so I don't know what's happened.
Where's Robin going to sleep?
Pardon?
Robins go and sleep under the trees.
Yes, they sleep in the trees. Perhaps they sleep under the trees. You don't really see birds asleep, do you? But they must sleep somewhere. Certain birds have nests, don't they?
Sleeping
birds' nests.
My bag of toys.
You call them bags of toys, didn't you?
Yeah.
Do you remember that Saturday? That was about the time Grandad had his stroke. It might have been the same day or perhaps the week before we went for a walk. And we were talking about birds' nests. And I was pointing out birds' nests in the trees and you were saying it's a bag of toys. I should always think of birds' nests as being bags of toys, Thomas, from now on. The only thing is, if they are bags of toys, they're so high up in the tree, I don't think we'd be able to climb up to reach them, would we?
Yeah. I need to reach, I fall down.
Pardon?
Out there, I fall down.
You would if you climbed a tree, especially like the one that you say is a bag of toys around the corner. It's such a tall tree, and the nest is right at the top. You would fall down. Do you remember seeing all those magpies?
Mm-hmm.
When we go for a walk sometimes near the pond?
Mm-hmm.
Not the pond with the swans on, but the pond with the ducks and the Canada geese. We see lots and lots of magpies in one tree. We counted about 22 one day. Do you remember?
Yes. This night, Ben Charlotte in a red car.
Last night, Ben and Charlotte in a red car. Oh, it wasn't last night. You're talking about quite a few weeks ago, Thomas. You're quite right. It was the, in fact, it was the day you started being poorly with that tummy bug, because we'd been to Tommy Group and we'd gone straight from Tommy Group to Sonia and Isabel's for lunch, and you didn't want to eat lunch. And on the way home, we were walking home and we decided to go to the pond and see the geese and the ducks. And we were looking at them, and Ben and Charlotte and Lynn drove past in a car, didn't they? And they stopped and talked to us, and they said that they were taking the pussycat to the vet. What's the pussycat called?
Tiger.
Tiger. They were taking Tiger to the vets, weren't they? And then...
And drove back again.
That's right. Not many minutes later, they drove past again. They drove back again, didn't they?
Before.
Well, I think when we saw them, they were actually going home to pick the pussycat up, put her in a basket. And then when we saw them the next time, they were actually driving...
Back
to the vets, weren't they, the pussycat?
Oh.
Well, I think their pussycat is possibly quite old, like Purdy, and I think it has a problem with its thyroid gland.
I need to check that. I need to put them here on the bread.
You need to check them. Well, look, in this bread box now, we've got hot cross buns, lemon and sultana pancakes, and carrots and cinnamon and raisin bread.
I need to put them
back
here.
I'll put them back in the box, please.
No, the round.
No, Tom, you don't play with food.
No, not play with.
Put them in the box, then we can get the lid on.
I just put them down here.
Okay.
Put them here.
All right, thank you.
Here.
Thank you.
And
one more. That's lovely, thank you. Right, we'll pop those away now. We're taking those little pancakes out of the freezer, so they're defrosted now. Pop them in the bread box and we can have them later, Colin. How's that?
I think I'm good.
Purdy, I think she might have come upstairs now, Thomas. We've just given you a wipe, haven't we? Did we use the towel to dry you down?
Mm.
Let's just get those few crumbs off the table, that's it. Your police helmet is down there, look there, on the floor.
What?
I think you must have dropped it. Right, you're free to go. That's breakfast over. Did you enjoy that?
Yes.
Didn't eat an awful lot, did you? You've had plenty.
But not in the back of the trailer.
No, she's not in the back of the trailer. I think she's gone upstairs.